This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Kelly Morgan, PhD, a health and fitness professional, motivation expert, and professor. And she owns Serona, where she helps overachieving women gain control of their health and use it as a tool for living well. Dr. Morgan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you're certainly welcome and great to have you out today. Looking forward to learning a few things from you as well. So for starters, why do women tend to make their health more complicated than it needs to be? Let's start there.
Well, it's part of sort of that feminine nature where we have a lot going on in our minds. We are always taking in information from the media, from our friends, from stuff we cook up ourselves in our brains. And we tend to multitask the way women's brains work. We tend to multitask more than like focus on one thing, sort of, you know, like, and measure it out and think about it. And that's not a bad thing. I just made it sound bad. But this tends to have lots of information at once. And it makes it hard for us to cut through that information. Like, just as you think you've figured it out, you know, there's some other internet pop-up that comes up, or there's some infomercial or some friend who's on a crazy liquid diet cleanse. And it just, it's like these messages never stop so you can actually think about things. So that is a complication that so many of us have. It's not purely a female thing, but we tend to do it a little more than the guys.
Of course, everyone's desire is to have a healthy lifestyle, but there are so many that struggle with that. Tell us, what are your pillars of a healthy lifestyle?
The whole healthy lifestyle thing, I want us to think about it as an overarching, just in general, you're healthy. Things happen. Donuts come along. Birthday cake come along. You know, weekends where you want to do nothing. All of this fits into a healthy lifestyle. So I want us to first realize that. The pillars that I have are all ones that are pretty equal in what you need to have. First one is goal setting, and that's really being able to have something you're striving for and being able to articulate it. So if you want to do anything in life, you need to actually like think about it, articulate it, maybe write it down, and figure out if that goal is actually something that you want to reach or if it can be reached, and then you figure out your plan. So a healthy lifestyle is a little bit analytical at first before it starts to become more natural. You know, as you're making those changes, goal setting's a little bit heavier in this. Next one, mindset. And I don't mean this in that sort of woo-woo mindset way, like, you know, an abundance mindset or something. I mean it like your mindset needs to match your goals. It needs to be grounded in reality. So if you are constantly down on yourself, or you're saying, I can't do something, or, you know, you're telling yourself you're too busy to do whatever, that's going to hold you back because it doesn't match those goals you have. Your mindset needs to get in line with those goals, and in line with a healthy lifestyle is a big picture thing. So getting your brain in the right spot to be healthy is a big part of what I help people with. And then the next two are obvious, fitness and nutrition. You need to move. You need to eat good food that keeps your body moving. Next one is a little bit harder for at least me and for all the people I know, and that's stress management. Stress can be a good thing. Now, stay with me on this one. Stress can be good because we need a little bit to help us grow. We need it to accomplish things, to overcome, to, you know, feel like we've progressed in our lives. So a little bit of stress is good. Too much and chronic stress causes all sorts of issues physically, anything from lack of sleep to digestive issues to, you know, ulcers, awful things. So stress imbalance can be good. And then the last one is one that I hear a lot from women, but also is something that men struggle with, just don't talk about as much, and that's energy. So my final pillar is energy management. We all get tired, that's okay. But being tired all the time, it might sound normal from what people are saying, but that's not normal physically. Your body is not supposed to feel like that. So that energy management tends to be what caps off those pillars for me, being able to have that energy to live your life, to make it worth being healthy.
Dr. Morgan, thanks for sharing those pillars with us. Most helpful. Now, what is the best diet in your opinion? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Now, this is probably the most dangerous part of the health industry. Diets are all over the place. There's always some new miracle, and miracles that include things that just, if you use your common sense for a minute, you'd be like, that's a terrible idea. Wake up. The master cleanse, where it's lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and honey, and that's what you have. That's terrible. Diet, there are two different definitions of diet. First one is diet as in what you eat generally, you know, sort of like your daily behaviors for eating. And that should just fit your preferences. Whatever you enjoy eating, if you, you know, maybe if you don't like vegetables, you need to work that out a little bit. But in general, if you're getting a balanced diet with protein, fats, carbs, nutrients, vitamins, all that stuff, that's fine. If you enjoy it, it gives you energy, and it's sustainable in your life, go for it. You'll know this because it feels really natural and easy to eat that way, and you'll feel energy. You'll feel good from it. There's certainly room in a healthy life with, you know, treats. You can have a treat daily if you want. Treats and junk food are okay in very small amounts. Limiting ourselves like that is not helpful. So within that sort of big picture diet, there's plenty of room for fun stuff. Now, the other definition of diet that probably everybody was thinking of is a weight loss diet. And this is where we tend to see lots of craziness out there, from pill form to things that just don't even sound like a good idea, but people try them. So with a weight loss diet, it's a temporary thing. Think of it like that. It is a short-term thing for you to lose whatever amount of fat that you're trying to lose. This is not something that you sustain. So the hard work comes after that once you've lost the weight. But any weight loss diet that reduces intake in calories, it works. They all work if you stick to them. It's what comes after that tends to be trouble, where people gain weight back. So diets are not a bad thing. It's just your real work starts after you've lost weight.
Certainly appreciate your input there, and most helpful, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate your response as well. Tell us, as we look at exercise, how much should one actually exercise?
So there, again, with the diet, there's two versions of exercise. The one that I want people to do daily is be active. And by active, I just mean getting up, moving around, taking breaks where they stand up, you know, walk around the office, or, you know, get up and stretch. Generally, moving more than you sit. So that should be done daily. Unless you are in bed with the flu, you should be moving around somewhat. So our bodies are designed to move. The other version that you're probably thinking of is exercise, like dedicated exercise, like for fitness goals. And that's something else that is so important for us. It's not as critical to your daily health as activity, but fitness, where you get your heart pumping, like cardio, and then also some like weightlifting, strength training, that type of stuff, it's about 3 to 5 days a week. It's recommended by HHS to do Health and Human Services to do 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a week. And that's for all adults, male and female. And you should also be doing about 2 days of strength training with that. So it's probably more exercise than you guys wanted to hear for your fitness goals, but you can do any type of exercise for that.
Super information shared so far today. We are visiting with Dr. Kelly Morgan, PhD, a health and fitness professional, motivation expert, and professor who owns Serona, where she helps overachieving women gain control of their health and use it as a tool for living well, here on eHealth Radio's fitness and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, moving ahead here, Dr. Morgan, tell us what your book is about, who is the book for, and touch on some of those details.
I do. is called You But Better, and it's for overachieving women, those ones who, you know, wear busyness as a badge and are trying to be healthy but just kind of get overwhelmed. The book is, I've had men read it and also get benefits from it, though a lot of, you know, I'm speaking toward women. So the whole book is about, like, putting my best stuff from my coaching program and research and all of that into one handy place. It's a relatively short book, so it's manageable. That was on purpose. So the whole deal is guiding through my readers through the process. They have lots of worksheets they can use. There is guidance that gets them through it, but it's individualized. So they come up with exactly what they want in this whole, like, self-discovery and goal-setting process. And then once we've gotten through that part, I give them only what they need to know about nutrition and fitness and how they can keep their stress and energy under control and at healthy levels. So the whole main goal of this is to keep women from fighting this whole, you know, healthy lifestyle thing by trying to make big changes that don't fit. So I help them tweak their lifestyle, find what fits, what will keep them motivated, and then just get it all handled. They don't need to think about it again. I mean, they can come back as they reach their goals and change things. I give guidance for that. But the goal is, whether it's my coaching or my book, no repeat customers. You know, you get it handled.
And, of course, we're certainly thankful for the resource that you have made available to the public. Thanks for that. Now, of course, everyone has challenges when it comes to their health. What are some of the challenges busy women tend to face with their health?
The main part of that is busy. That is not only behavior of being overcommitted, but it's a mindset thing. So busyness, especially with those who, you know, juggle a lot, career, family, friends, volunteer projects, all these things that we tend to do these days, that is something where, yes, your schedule is literally packed, but the whole mindset around it, when you start to take on busy as a personality trait, that's where we get into trouble. And that is the biggest place that we see a problem with health. You know, women start to say, I'm so stressed, and then they don't do anything about it because it makes them look like they're working harder than everybody else. And the first thing that we see when people get really stressed and are really busy is we see sleep drop off. So with that, then you start to eat junk food to try to give yourself more quick energy. And then, you know, you're tired, so you don't move around. So everything starts to fall apart. And it's all based around this idea of I'm too busy to do whatever. So busyness is that first step in causing these complications and these troubles for the women and men out there who are trying to be healthy, because your body starts to break down and you just, you can't, you give into it. You can't do anything about it. So it all starts with that busyness mindset.
Mindset certainly is a key when it comes to overcoming the challenges in anything, especially with our health. Now, speaking of challenges, how can we overcome a lack of motivation toward our health goals? That is certainly a common problem. I'm sure you see that quite often in the clients that you work with.
Oh my gosh, I hear it from every single client. The thing about motivation is we tend to think that it's something that is not only carried through consistently, but I mean, like, motivation is not something that we should expect to wake up with every single day toward a goal. It's also something that is not a character flaw if it drops off, because motivation, you know, like adrenaline, where you get that push at the beginning, it does go away. So a lack of motivation is not a character flaw. It's not laziness. Excuse me. It comes from often a mismatch in goals or how you plan to get to those goals. So if you are not motivated to do a certain type of exercise, perhaps you don't like that type of exercise, or maybe you're tired and need a rest day. So, you know, you could find something that's different. You could shake it up and try a different fitness class, or you could take a walk on a different route. The mismatch is the big problem there. There are lots of ways to be healthy. There are lots of ways to exercise, to eat good food, to relax, to energize. There's so many ways to do this. And it might take a little experimentation to keep that match going in your goals and your plan. and to feel that motivation, for lack of a better word, because it's really not motivation, but the ability to keep moving forward.
Dr. Morgan, really great to have had you. Some super information and helpful information shared here today on our health and nutrition and healthy lifestyle, etc. As we conclude today, where does someone actually start with making their lifestyle healthier?
I would say two things. First of all, pick one little thing you can do, just a teeny little thing, eat an apple, get up, stretch, and do it right now. And then, if you're looking to get serious or make certain changes that, you know, have been kind of in the back of your mind, start just thinking about one goal you'd like to work toward and then really flesh it out. You know, what specifically do you want to do? How are you going to measure that? What is a way to stay accountable, track it, that type of measurement? How long do you want to take? And then why do you want to do it? That's where that motivation can come in, sticking to, you know, something you actually care about doing. So there's your short-term and your long-term tips.
And that why is so important. And again, thank you so much for all the information shared here today, Dr. Morgan. If listeners wanted to get more information on your book or on your company, Sirona, or to be in touch, where's the best place for listeners to be able to get further details?
Oh, sure. So my website is your best spot, and that's Sirona.com, T-S-I-R-O-N-A.com. And that has tons of free stuff for you, lots of resources, blogs, all that. I also have my book on Amazon. You can find it by You But Better Book in the search, or you can go to youbutbetterbook.com to read a little bit about it, and then you can click over to Amazon from there. You can also hit me up online and say hi, ask me any questions on social media on Facebook and LinkedIn. It's under Kelly Vandersloos with a V, Morgan, and happy to talk to anybody. You can also find me on Instagram at Sirona Health.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered. Again, Dr. Morgan, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Kelly Morgan, PhD, a health and fitness professional, motivation expert, and professor who owns Sirona, where she helps overachieving women gain control of their health and use it as a tool for living well. And for all the details, visit Sirona.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.